I ask you to keep it brief because we have a kind of large group and we're taking these valuable time of these police officers here. So if any of you would like to come forward, remember to hold the megaphone close and you're welcome to say a few words. First is Barbara Carr from Michigan.
All right, Barbara.
Barbara.
Brenda. What's her name? Yeah.
I'm here not as a victim myself, but on behalf of a victim from Winnipeg, Canada, who could not be here today as his family has been destroyed by the protection of pedophiles
in
the Watch Hour congregation. It's a poem that she wrote entitled, I Am a Voice from the Past. I am a voice from the past, abandoned, rejected, and outcast. A child of 12 and all alone, abused and treated like a criminal. Shamed and silenced by those I trusted, I die alone, depressed and deserted. I am a voice from the past, abandoned, rejected, and outcast. A child of 5, abused by brothers. No one to hear my cries, alone and scared. My life a mess, drugs and alcohol, deal with stress. I am a voice from the past, abandoned, rejected, and outcast. Abused as child, again as white. No compassion from you I found. Abusers you keep within your walls, but you never hear the victim's call. I am a voice for the future, for all those you call sinners. Here we declare for all to hear, we were not to blame, you were. Care for the innocent, God says. Don't do it. Start caring today.
Next, I would like to ask Dorian Baker to come up and read a piece that was written by an abuse survivor that couldn't be here, and she asked her to share this today.
She starts out, I would like to begin by stating that I am honored to be in the company I am in, although I could not be there physically. Many of you know me as a lamb. I am the victim of sexual abuse by two elders, one being my father. One is an admitted child molester, having admitted to his actions both in court and at judicial meetings. No actions were taken by the elders involved, and he is still actively involved in a congregation and babysits for sisters on their studies. He is also regularly in contact with my own children against a court order, the same court order I am respecting by not attending today. If someone had done this 30 years ago, this lamb would not exist. How many lambs will there be next time? What price are the children to pay? What is enough? One is too many. To those who support the faulty policies of this organization, you can silence the cries of the innocent and the believers, but you will never silence us, the survivors. We are not going away. We will not disappear. We only ask that you do not add to our rights. You can cripple our spirit and trample our innocence, but you cannot put out the fire that has been started. Truth and right will win. You can view us as dead and shun us, but you cannot kill our spirit. It is free.
Thank you very much. Would someone else like to come forward and